Thank you, and Mike and Kim Burge along with you again on the Good Stuff program. Glad to be your host on your local radio station. If you're ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture, uncover the secrets of successful ranching, you can do that with Tri-State Livestock News. Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. Of course, that's Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read, and you can find out more online at TSLN.com. Kim, what do you have in here in this week leading up to Veterans Day?
Well, I've actually got a short little article that kind of gives the history of Veterans Day. What do you have?
I might do some camping tips.
Camping tips?
That's kind of out of the blue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's November, you know.
Okay. Well, I know, but...
Okay. Well,
Mark, go ahead.
Okay. Sounds good. On Veterans Day, we salute the dauntless men and women who have braved the horrors of war to defend our country. Armistice Day, the forerunner of Veterans Day, was proclaimed in 1919 to commemorate the termination at 11 a.m. on November 11th, 1918 of World War I. On the first anniversary of the truce, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation eulogizing fallen Allied soldiers and referring to November 11 as Armistice Day. It became a holiday in the United States, France, United Kingdom, and Canada. The holiday acquired its present name and broadened significance in the U.S. in 1954. In Canada, it became known as Remembrance Day, and in the United Kingdom as Remembrance Sunday. And on this day in 1938, Kate Smith first sang Irving Berlin's God Bless America.
Oh, there you go. Don't forget, it's November 11th coming right up. Tips for campers. Okay? So write these.
Indeed.
You want to write these down, or maybe we can send you a copy if you want one of those. All right. So a baked potato in the coals for 1 hour makes an excellent side dish. So wrap it up in foil, throw it in there. The foil is important. Okay. Also, you can start a fire without matches by eating Mexican food, then breathing on a pile of dry sticks. Did you know that?
No, I did not know
that. In emergency situations, you can survive in the wilderness by shooting small game with a slingshot made from the elastic waistband of your underwear. Do you think these are true?
I see where this whole thing is going.
The guitar of the noisy teenager at the next campsite makes excellent kindling.
Whoa.
Check the washing instructions before purchasing any apparel to be worn camping, but only those that read, beat on the rock in a stream. It's entirely possible to spend your whole vacation on a winding mountain road behind a large motorhome. Did you know that? Effective January 1st, you will actually have to enlist in the Swiss Army to get a Swiss Army knife.
Really?
No, not really.
Oh, no, come on. You had me going there for just a moment.
Bear bells. You might know what bear bells are?
Bear bells or barbells? Well,
bear bells.
Yeah.
They provide an element of safety for hikers in grizzly country. The tricky part is getting them on the bears. Actually, you're supposed to wear bells so that they hear the bells and they go, oh, something's going on. I'm going to get out of here. But in an emergency, a drawstring from a parka hood can be used to strangle a snoring tent mate.
Oh my goodness.
I might save that and do that again in the spring when people are thinking about going camping out there. But tips for campers.
Yeah, so. Refresh us with the tips. That's indeed. Oh my goodness. Lately, I've been kind of sharing some outdated things that newer generations are missing out on. I just had one more to add, and I think this will resonate with a lot of us. Having to do research for school reports using the Encyclopedia Britannica set. Remember doing that?
Oh, yeah. Did you ever hear the story about how was I born?
Not that I remember.
Well, a boy was assigned a paper on childbirth and asked his mother, how was I born? Well, honey, said the slightly prudish mother, the stork brought you to us. Oh, said the boy, and how did you and daddy get born? Oh, the stork brought us, too. Well, how about grandpa and grandma? How were they born? The boy persisted. Well, darling, the stork brought them, too, said the mother, by now starting to squirm just a little bit. Several days later, the boy handed in his paper to the teacher, who read with a little confusion the opening sentence. Quote, this report has been very difficult to write due to the fact that there hasn't been a natural childbirth in my family for three generations.
That's so cute.
Be careful what you tell those youngins out there, all
right? That's right. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to the Good Stuff. We love having you. If you have something to share, kimhburge@gmail.com. And you have been listening to the good stuff.